Wildlife experts say the reintroduction of migrating whooping cranes to Wisconsin and the eastern U.S. is going well. So well that the DNR has written a draft management plan that provides guidelines and ways to protect the released and wild-hatched cranes in Wisconsin. Rebecca Schroeder is with the DNR's Endangered Resources Bureau. Schroeder says the plan may affect the way some state land is managed, including the drawing down of water on some flowages.
In some of our large state properties, like Sandhill Wildlife Area, for example, which is mainly managed for waterfowl, it may mean changing the way some drawdowns occur, the timing of those, so that if they have a whooping crane nesting in the area.
Schroeder says the cranes may need different water depths than waterfowl might require. Large federal properties may also be affected. But Schroeder says the state plan would not affect private landowners, including the owners of cranberry bogs where some cranes spend time.
At this time, the whooping cranes in Wisconsin are considered experimental, non-essential population, so they don't have the full protection of the Federal Endangered Species Act. So right now, if there's an incidental take of a whooping crane, it doesn't violate the Federal Endangered Species Act.
An incidental take would be something like a lawnmower accidentally running over a nest. The DNR is taking written comments on its draft management plan for whooping cranes. The agency will also discuss the plan at an open house tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.